So for this episode, I'm going to talk about literally just starting something right now. Because a lot of times what we tend to do is we put things off. We plan, we're going to do something, we're going to do it soon, we're going to do it when everything feels just right, when the time feels right, when everything's perfect. And inevitably, most of the time, that never actually happens. And we end up not ever getting around to the things that we plan to do. And this is a major problem, because the amount of things that we just never end up getting around to doing, simply because we're waiting and waiting and waiting for the perfect time. And doing that, it's just never, never going to come. It's not going to happen. And then we end up regretting that we didn't take the steps to do the things that we need to do, the things that we want to do. And this is something that I've done myself a lot of times, and something that I'm doing, you know, only recently, and I'm only just starting to overcome by doing this. One of the reasons that I kept putting off doing this was because I didn't have the equipment that I felt that I needed. And comparing to other people, which is something else which is really a bad thing to do, it's a case of, oh, well, they've got all this equipment, they've got professional sounding stuff. I don't have that, I can't really go and get that right now. So there's no point me putting out my information, putting out my content, because it's not going to compare to the people that are doing it this way. And eventually I had to just wake up to the fact that that will become a reason that I never end up doing what I plan to do. At the end of the day, you just need to make the start. And I know that the initial episodes of the podcast, you know, it's going to sound a bit raw. It's going to sound a little bit rough and ready in comparison to other podcasts out there. But I really had to get around to the thinking that it just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Obviously, we want to put out professional, like, sounding and looking content. But it's about the content itself that really matters. It's about what you're actually putting out there that matters. That's more important than how professional it sounds, or the bells and whistles and all that kind of thing. That can come later. I'm not saying that I don't want it to sound polished, and I don't want it to sound as professional as it can be. But if we're going to wait and wait and compare, we're just going to get to that where nothing ever actually comes out. And also, you can still, even if you do work and work and work on it, and you do have better equipment and all of that stuff, you still can get to that stage where you're being such a perfectionist with it that it never actually comes to fruition. It never actually gets released, because you're never happy. You're always picking at something. This could be better, that could be better. And at the end of the day, I think, in a way, I thought that the content is the most important. And in a way, I thought to myself, there's that many people now that are doing YouTube, that are doing podcasts, that are doing all kinds of things. Sometimes I think part of the message is lost in all of the professional equipment and things that people use. I think it kind of takes us away from that message, which I love, about how YouTube has blown up and podcasting has blown up over the years. I think it takes us away from the fact that we can all create content. And that's an amazing thing. We can all help each other. We can connect with so many people all across the world by creating content so easily. And if we're going to go down the road of, I'm not going to do that until I have the most professional equipment, and I can compete with these other people that have got, you know, channels with millions of subscribers and that sort of thing, it's just going to stop us from doing things that we can do to feel part of that, putting our own unique message out there, which is something else as well that you know, I think needs to be shared, that we all have a unique way of putting things across. Something else that's put me off from doing things before is, oh, there's so many people out there doing this already. There's so many people to turn to listen to watch. What was going to make mine different? Why would somebody choose mine over somebody established? And I realise, and I hear again people saying, that nobody can put things across in the same way that you can. We are all completely unique. We all have our own message. And we all have our way of putting that message out there. So at the end of the day, I think it's a combination of, you've got to be comfortable in what you want to put across. And I think we need to remember that, to just if you feel that there is information that you want to put out there, do it. Just do it. Don't think about how many other people are doing it and how they're doing it, and I need to do it like them, and I need to compete with them, or I'm never going to be able to compete with them. Just put it out there. Just put it out there. That's exactly what I do right now. And I'll be honest right now, obviously, if this became huge over the years, that would be amazing. That would be fantastic. I'm not going to sit here and say, I don't want that. I don't want loads of subscribers. I don't want lots of people to be into it. Of course, I would love that. But it's no longer about that. It's no longer about this going down that road just for the reason of having loads and loads of people listening. I'd love loads and loads of people to listen, but I just want to put the content out there. And as long as somebody gets something from it, I mean, in a way, even if nobody gets anything from it, I know that I'm sharing things in the world that are important to me, things that I've been through in my life, things that I want to share and hope that other people can take things from. So that is the key thing for me, really. It's just to create content and leave something out there, especially for when I'm not here, you know, because it's always been a big thing for me to feel like I've done something where I've left a mark, where I've left my mark on the world and hopefully done something to improve it in some way. And so for me, just being able to leave something behind once I'm not here, and maybe have my family know about that, you know, and people be able to go back and listen, that in itself is amazing. And then from there, obviously, if anyone out there is touched or takes anything from what I've put out there, that is the main thing. It isn't about trying to become famous, trying to have millions of subscribers, trying to achieve richness and all of that, you know. Those are just things that are obviously not going to be bad things, but they aren't the goal. They aren't the aim. They aren't the reason for the effort. I love being able to put stuff out there, to create content and then share it with the world. And it literally is so easy to share with the world these days with this, you know, the opportunity we have. I literally recorded the initial podcasts on my phone. And that's why you can tell from listening that it doesn't sound the greatest quality in regards to background noise at some times and that kind of thing. But I literally was at the stage of just do it. Just put it out there. And then you're creating something. The real importance is in what I'm saying and how that resonates with anyone out there. The rest doesn't matter. It can be polished later. Now, I'm actually recording this on a microphone now, but it, you know, it isn't one of the biggest, fancy, expensive microphones. But over time, you know, I can polish the things that I'm working on. At the moment, it's just about creating the content and getting stuff out there. And I think there's a realness to that. There's a rawness to that, which doesn't have to be a bad thing, because part of the message can be, you don't have to wait until you can compete with people that have spent tons of money on fancy equipment. You know, you don't have to give up because you know that you won't, in your mind, you won't ever be able to make it look or sound as good as they do. All that does is keep you from creating, keep you from putting something out there. Just put it out, just do it. Just add to it. And it literally is going out to the world. How amazing is that? Any people all over the world can listen to this at any point. And just the same, anything that you create, whether it's art in some form, whether it's something like this, whether it's video, whether it's podcast, whether it's music, art of any kind, the fact that you can create something and share it with the world, it's something that when I was very young, there just wasn't a thing, you know. That's amazing. So we've just got to actually get onto things and do it. Stop thinking about how it compares, because it doesn't really compare to anybody, because each individual person is unique and art is subjective, you know, all of it is. So it just, we need to put things out there. We can't hold off and wait and wait and wait until we think we've got the best equipment and wait until we think we can compete with other people. It isn't about competing. It's about just creating. Just create and put it out there. And once you make a start, that's it. Making the start is the biggest thing. From there you can build and build in your own time. But once you've made the start, that's the key moment. It's getting to that point, because it's just so easy to never make the start, to constantly put it off until you're happy, this is right and that's right, and so many things that you'll come up with in your mind which will stop you. So just make a start. Create something, anything, whatever it is that speaks to you, and put it out there. And it doesn't matter what people say, because there may be people that hate it, but there'll be people that love it. And it doesn't matter which side the scales are on, because when you create, you know, first of all, it's about you that's most important. It's what you get from creating. And then if it touches one person, that's all that you need. That's something that's there, that's something that stands the test of time, that will still be around once you've gone. So if you think that there is something that you want to do of that nature, just do it. I know so many people say this now, but you do literally have to just do it. Go with it. Don't wait until everything seems perfect, because it never will be. It never ever will be. Just make a start and go with it.